The Taliban in Pakistan issued a warning today to the government of Islamabad. The group said it would punish any move to release an employee of the U.S. consulate from a jail in the Pakistani city of Lahore. Raymond Davis is the employee. He's accused of murdering two Pakistanis. He says he acted in self-defense, but most Pakistanis believe otherwise, and they dismiss U.S. claims that Davis has diplomatic immunity and should be released. Madiha Tahir reports from Karachi.
This is a tape of the Punjab police interrogating Raymond Davis.
I just work as a consultant there.
Consultant?
Yeah, with the RAO.
It's not clear who recorded the video, but it was leaked and aired by a local news channel as an exclusive and has since run repeatedly on Pakistani television. For many, Davis's claim that he's just a contractor proves he does not have diplomatic immunity. The Pakistani media is also showing a second video of the last words of the wife of one of Davis's victims. She took poison to kill herself and was rushed to the hospital. Before she died, she gave an interview on her hospital bed.
I want justice. I want blood in exchange for blood. From my government, from the courts, from the media, from the people, I want justice.
That appears to be the major sentiment across the country.
Pakistanis are furious.
Human rights activist and law professor Abira Ashfaq.
Pakistanis want to see this man prosecuted for the homicide of three people, and Pakistanis don't want his immunity waived, and Pakistanis want to see justice.
Raymond Davis, it seems, united a usually divided Pakistani populace when he shot and killed two men in broad daylight in crowded Lahore. Autopsy reports of the two men show that they were shot in the front and back, complicating Davis's claims that he killed them in self-defense as they tried to rob him. A third bystander was also killed when he was run over by a consular vehicle as it rushed down the wrong way on a one-way lane to pick Davis up. For most Pakistanis, this is evidence of American contempt for Pakistani life and duplicity when it comes to the rule of law. Awab Alvi is a popular blogger who goes by the pen name Teeth Maestro. He points to the case of Mullah Zaif, an Afghan ambassador, who was picked up from Islamabad post 9/11 and spent years in Guantanamo.
The Americans did not respect the diplomatic immunity status there. They wanted to misuse that diplomatic immunity status, and they took an ambassador of Afghanistan to America, to Guantanamo Bay. While here, they're contesting a person who is debated on the fact that he's a diplomat or not.
That legal issue turns on whether Raymond Davis enjoys diplomatic immunity. It should be relatively clear-cut, but it isn't. Under the Vienna Conventions, which govern the diplomat system, Davis would have immunity if Pakistan's foreign ministry had certified him as a diplomat when he entered the country. But the ministry isn't talking, and the U.S. government worries that if Davis is prosecuted, it will set a bad precedent for the safety of its diplomats. President Obama.
You know, our ambassadors or our various embassy personnel are having to deliver tough messages to countries where we disagree with them on X, Y, Z. And they start being vulnerable to prosecution locally, that's untenable. It means they can't do their job. And that's why we respect these conventions, and every country should as well.
For Pakistanis, on the other hand, it's an issue of safety about ordinary citizens if Davis does not get prosecuted. And it's a question about whether Pakistani sovereignty is effectively dead in the face of American power. Again, human rights activist Abira Ashfaq.
This is a moral issue. It is an issue about justice. It is an issue about our sovereignty, about our autonomy, and the future safety of the people of Pakistan. And this is coming from progressives and secularists, that we want to see him tried. We want to see him detained. We want to see him go to jail for what he's done. And for murder, it's a life sentence.
For the world, I'm Madiha Tahir in Karachi.